And how fitting that those acronyms are catchy, easy to remember, like ISIS, to be marketed to the blind sheep of the United States. So where does this ISIS acronym come from, and what intelligence agency actually uses that acronym ISIS, you ask? Wait, hold on. You mean to tell me a Jewish intelligence agency, Mossad, uses the acronym ISIS its whole entire life? What? Hold on. Seriously. Well, have a listen for yourself.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute, but when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the Prime Minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the Prime Minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, a kind of a British model. The British don't really like the names MI5 and MI6 for...